Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to this IQPC podcast for the ESG Strategies for the Sustainable Investor Conference. I'm your host, Helen Windsor, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Alice Chappell. Alice is Director for Sustainable Financial Markets at Forum for the Future. Alice, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Helen. I'm well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm delighted you could join us. Now, firstly, I would like to ask you, what impact has the financial crisis had on responsible investing, Alice?
I think that the initial impact of the financial crisis was really to make people quite keen to recoup their losses as quickly as possible. They wanted to find ways back to business as usual. So they wanted really initially, I think, a return to high short-term returns they'd come to expect. I think over the months since the deepest crisis, we've seen some little bit of more recognition that the high short-term returns, which were based sort of on clever deals rather than real value, weren't sustainable and a principal cause of the crisis. But I don't think there's a huge shift away from that short-term mentality yet. But I think there may be two important impacts that I'd just like to highlight. One would be loss of trust by consumers, and the second would be maybe some changed attitudes from senior teams at investment firms. The first, in terms of the loss of trust by consumers, I think that it did cause a massive loss of trust in financial institutions. So people kind of question how well professionals were managing their money. And people have become more skeptical, I think, of banks that, for example, pay high bonuses based on short-term performance. Then secondly, just a point that maybe fund managers have realized that there are significant risks in the system that they don't recognize very well, and that might open their eyes to future risks, and they'll see the importance of embedding them. So I think there have been some changes from the financial crisis, but I don't think there's a significant change in behavior yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And Alice, do you think that we are likely to see environmental, social, and governance factors being included in financial analysis routinely in the future, which I guess leads on from the first question?
It does. And I think that what will happen is when people are convinced that doing that is in their own interest, then they'll do it. So mainstream financial analysts, for example, include environmental, social, and governance factors in their analysis if they see them to be material to the value of their investments. Just from some sort of social responsibility point of view, there are some niche investors that do that, but in the main, people are interested in the materiality. And in my view, I think there are a number of reasons why ESG issues, as we call them, will become increasingly material. We're working at Forum for the Future with a lot of corporate partners to engage analysts in exploring the materiality of those kind of ESG issues. And I think three broad trends that are worthy of highlight really here. One is growing environmental challenges. The second is the response of leading businesses, which is very interesting. And thirdly, a sort of increasing evidence of loss. I can talk about those in more detail if that would be interesting.
Shall we take those three points? And it would be great if you could expand upon them.
Absolutely. So the growing environmental challenges first. I think there is a growing recognition that issues such as climate change, resource constraints, and we're talking about water or oil or healthy soil, natural fisheries and so on, are becoming more critical as the world's population is expanding and is becoming wealthier. So demand on all those assets is increasing. And companies are feeling the impact of these changes. Some of these changes are felt directly, so physical risks or whatever. Some of them are because governments bring in legislation to try to control those risks. And some are because they might feel the impact because there's a change in the competitive environment. So there might be differences in the way the supply chain is able to deliver certain goods and services, or consumers might choose brands with a better reputation for managing environmental and social and governance factors.